In a library in Peoria, Illinois, Beth Martinez settles her kids down outside a study room. One's 6, the other 10. She holds a small smile, sits down carefully. She's come to talk about her brother, Robert Benjamin Bloom, or Ben, an adventurous, independent, and caring guy.
I think that he took on a lot of people's problems, and he was, you know, someone who thought of himself as a problem solver.
Even this problem solver sought help when he was in Colorado, working in underground mines. But the nearest counselors were an hour away, and he didn't feel his was helping. He came home to Illinois, where he had family, but still found it hard to work or enjoy life.
Ben was really smart, and I think he was used to being able to figure out his way out of a problem. And I think that this wasn't a problem that he could see his way out of, except for this.
In November 2016, Bloom killed himself at his mother's house in Germantown with a firearm. He was 37 and part of a group with the highest suicide risk, older men in rural areas with guns. And while nonprofits and state organizations are trying to help,
they're hearing from farmers and ranchers more than they have since probably the 1980s farm crisis.
That's Matt Perdue of the National Farmers Union. He says these organizations are maxed out in the face of tough economic times and limited mental health resources.
They just do not have the funding they need to provide the services that these farmers and ranchers need.
He's advocating for Congress's steps to help ranchers and farmers. There are bills in the House and the Senate to fund support groups, suicide prevention resources, and community education, but these efforts have failed in the past. Lack of resources is only part of the problem, though. Another is access to guns when people are in a bad state.
The idea is to separate the person at risk from the way they might end their life, and then, of course, to connect them to help.
Doreen Marshall is with the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. She says the foundation is working to address firearm suicide and other types of suicide through Project 2025.
That seeks to work to reduce the suicide rate 20% by the year 2025.
To address firearms, her association works with the National Shooting Sports Foundation, a firearm trade association. The two are combining suicide prevention with the Sports Foundation's outreach to send prevention kits to tens of thousands of gun stores, gun ranges, and suicide prevention centers. Soon, people will start seeing resources at these locations, like suggestions on what to do if someone is struggling with things like depression, anxiety, or substance abuse. Suggestions like offering to hold on to their guns for just a while. Because if someone does have a gun, there's a greater chance that self-harm leads to death. And Marshall says, don't be afraid to ask about suicidal thoughts.
Because what we know is that you're not going to put the thought in someone's head if they're not thinking about it, but that often people feel relieved that someone is noticing the amount of distress they're in.
And for people who are hurting, Martinez says,
whatever you need to do to get yourself through that moment, there's help out there.
After her own brother's death, Martinez joined support groups, did research. Even though she struggled to start one-on-one counseling, she did it.
And it felt really good accepting the help because Ben didn't accept the help.
Martinez says her brother's suicide changed her forever, but she's moving forward, telling her story. The National Suicide Hotline is 1-800-273-8255. People can also text HOME to 741-741. Madeline Beck, Illinois Newsroom.